tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them. And then tell them what you told them.
Did I say that out loud?
Welcome to Did I Say That Out Loud, a podcast where Stu Eddins and Mariah Tang reflect on agency life and answer questions from our higher ed and healthcare clients about the latest in digital marketing, content, and SEO.
I want to talk about something that is really near and dear to my heart, the power of threes. If you go out there and look up such a thing online, you'll find that threes are a big deal for most people. Human beings really, really like threes, and threes can create a great structure for presentations, marketing, sales, classes, all sorts of different things. So threes are everywhere. Let's start with that. In business, products are often classified as good, better, best. Do you remember when Amazon used to do that? You'd look something up and they'd give you other choices. Yep. Besides that, that was pretty common.
Sandwich method.
Yeah, yeah. And before Starbucks came along, we had a pretty standard small, medium, and large. Now we got Venti, whatever the heck, and everything else that they do. But still, small, medium, large was kind of a trio of popular sizes. Threes also pretty much get into our games in our leisure time, too. Three strikes and you're out. Who hasn't played rock, paper, scissors? If you think about it, we have the Olympics coming up. Gold, silver, and bronze medals because we like threes. It's not that we ran out of precious metals to make additional awards. We like threes. So we have gold, silver, and bronze. There are civil triplets, too. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Needless to say, there are holy trinities. There's all sorts of things. In fact, interestingly enough, most of the major religions I had time to research a little bit, all of them have some sort of a trinity or a triad involved with them. It's kind of hard to escape threes because they're everywhere. Threes are just simply pervasive in most every part of our lives. And this really becomes because as humans, we like threes. In fact, our brains really contribute to this this preference. Through a lot of research, they found that people are able to hold really about three things in their short-term memory. Some a little more sometimes, some a little less, but on average, people can hold three things in their short-term memory. The one thing about this is humans love patterns. And three is the minimum number of things you can have to create a pattern. It's kind of interesting if you think about it. Something I mentioned before, landscapers arrange groupings of plants in threes. If you look around the world, you can see threes everywhere. Again, an optimal number for arranging things in threes. You give somebody two things, they've got an either or. There's no pattern, there's nothing. It's just a choice and they feel limited. You give them more than that, people's brains start trying to find irrelevant patterns among four, five, six different things. Mm-hmm. Seriously, if you look at something that's a group of five, I dare you not to try mentally to arrange that in a cross pattern. Mm-hmm. Something in the middle and four corners. Mm-hmm. It's just the way we do it. There's a reason that when you're playing with dice, they look the way they do.
When you see two bullet points and it looks weird and you need a third one.
Yeah, yeah. There's always that one more thought. Well, if you give somebody three thoughts, first off, as I just mentioned, their short-term memory can store that away. They can keep that and keep it front of mind for the conversation. So threes are everywhere. Humans really like threes. And this is why threes make a great structure when we have to provide information. So again, that providing structure capability of threes. A successful presenter, a successful writer, well, you do it every day. It's a beginning, a middle, and an end. Mm-hmm. You could put together a story or a presentation missing one of those two things, but it's probably not going to be very good.
Yeah.
In fact, it could probably suck. Mm-hmm. You do have to have these things. I have been part of presentations that seem to just start in the middle without setting the groundwork of what we're talking about. Yeah. I've been in presentations where we have the groundwork and we look at all the possibilities in the middle and there's no conclusion. Mm-hmm. So a beginning, a middle, and an end is important. This describes some of our podcasts, come to think. But at any rate. But the other part about it is we have threes even in our business life. One tactic that I've always used for training people, this goes back to the 70s and 80s when I was teaching people how to use cash registers at retail stores, for Pete's sake. Mm-hmm. The trinity of teaching, tell me, show me, watch me do it. Mm-hmm. I still use that. if I've got somebody new into my part of the industry, I'm going to use tell me, show me, watch me do it to explain to them how we handle keyword optimization or some other task that's as a routine task that goes into our daily lives. Mm-hmm. The other part about it is performance reviews. Man, I can remember performance reviews that had a scale of 1 to 10. Anymore, most of them have 3. Needs improvement, meets standards, exceeds standards. Mm-hmm. 3s. Right there, simple as it can be. And again, humans are, this is why 3s are important. They're everywhere in our lives, product sizes, gameplay, everything else. Humans are built for 3s because our brains like that number. It's comfortable to work with. And finally, we can use this built-in human preference for 3s to provide structure to almost anything we try to do, from business presentations, skills training, sales, performance reviews, and everything else. Now, not everything lends itself to being divided into 3s. That's darn sure. Yet where it can be applied, and given how powerful 3s are in our lives, doesn't it make sense to be aware of this very human predilection for 3s and lean into it so we can become even better communicators? Seems pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. Now, I've just given that entire presentation in a pattern of 3s. This is something that I was taught ages ago also, and the basic way to go about presenting new information to somebody is tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. So even in the outline of my outline, I have 3s. Mm-hmm. And it's effective. Again, you can pretty much take a look at anything that we've talked about, and it would be pretty difficult to not recall that 3s are everywhere, people like 3s, and you can use 3s to set up your presentations, your stories, anything else relevant in communication.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So that's 3s. That's why they're important and powerful. The other part about 3s that I kind of like is it's easy to remember. And to me, that's something that's always been just kind of critically important. The thing that I try to do, and I even have this note on my computer monitor with a sticky note. The reason to use 3s, it's easy to do, it's memorable, and it's effective. You can make a presentation out of those 3 points if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But that's just it. So when I have a new employee, when I have an employee ready to ladder up a little bit and start trying to be a leader inside of a team, I'll make sure to teach them this pattern as well. 3s, tell me, show me, watch me do it. Things, way to explain things. The way to lay out a report to a client when you've got to give a performance report. We do that. We have what we're talking about in the meeting, we talk about it, and in the end we summarize what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. Still the same pattern. You can get into trouble. It's easy to get lost in that middle part. Mm-hmm. It really is. When you're trying to get the point across about your triad of points you made in the first part, you can get off track pretty easily. Mm-hmm. So the other part about this is, again, in 3s, try to make sure your presentation lasts 6 to 9 minutes. Mm-hmm. It tends to work that way.
Yep.
Right now, I think we're just about 9 minutes into this presentation.
Look at that.
Yeah, that was purely by accident. When we talk about advertising, we're also talking about the 3 levels. We have awareness, we have the decision-making, we have the commitment part. And we need ads to address each one of those spots.
Mm-hmm. With blog content, it's, you know, what happened, why it matters, what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
Just about any topic.
So yeah.
3 main subheadings.
And sometimes the world has, in some ways, we bent the world to fit into our paradigm, into what we think, or how we think, rather. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're able to make anything into 3s if we really try hard. I was just down the hallway talking to Corey. He's got a presentation that he's trying to put together, or perhaps it's a brochure more of a thing. But even though the process has 4 steps, he's broken it into 3 segments. Mm-hmm. The introduction of what we're talking about, why it's so important. The second segment, the middle part, is, okay, it's so important. We have a process. Even though the process has 4 steps, it's still a middle part. Yeah. And then the final part is, and if you do this, you can reap the benefit of what we described at the beginning. The other part about this is we tend to see this in responses to our clients. If a client asks a question that requires more than a yes-no answer. The first thing we tend to do is put something out there that says, you asked us this, just to make sure we're on the same understanding. We state back to the client what we heard them say. We paraphrase it back. Then we tell them what we did for research, and then finally we give them the conclusion of what we found out. Mm-hmm. That's a paragraph. It doesn't take much. Mm-hmm. But by keeping it in mind, keeping it particularly front of mind, that can make sure that your communication is more precise, more on point. And, you know, in a world where we communicate by written language through email and text, in a way it also subtracts some of the emotion from what you're saying, so you're just not overlaying anything.
Yeah.
It's just right there in front of you. You're not including tone of voice or anything.
Yeah, and on the opposite side of that, I think we as agency people, we love data, we love numbers, so we have a tendency to data dump. And if you go, you do your data dump, then go back to that three, now pick out the things that matter, you know, these are the things we're gonna expound upon. You can still deliver that data later, but you're delivering the main message to the stakeholder in that three segments.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes I feel on that particular point, we get a little backwards.
Mm-hmm.
We say, here, drink from this fire hose first.
Yeah.
Now we'll tell you about all the stuff you just had, you know, rushing past your head.
Yeah. I like the Tarantino model, where you start with the end.
Yeah.
And it's still the same three, but you say, here's the thing that occurred. Here's how we built that for you. Here's what we think you should do next time to continue that success.
Right. Yeah. And all the data becomes an appendix.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
For example, our clients don't need us to read charts to them. They can read it. So instead, in the beginning, we're going to tell them all the stuff that happened last month and what that means for going on.
Yeah.
The next part is going to be telling them how we're going to make that happen. And the third part is going to be telling them about what the success metrics look like once that does happen.
Yeah, give them something to look forward to.
And then everything else is an appendix.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you want to know how many clicks you got on this particular keyword last month? Appendix page 4.
Yep.
Anybody can read what happened last month. The important part, the takeaway part, has to be explained is, here's our observations, here's what it means, and here's what we're doing about it.
Mm-hmm.
And whether what we're doing about it is either in response to a challenge or to take advantage of an opportunity, it still fits that same pattern.
Yep.
And it may be a mixed bag of each.
I think I'm going to add a link in the show notes to an example of one of our website blog templates. It's a pretty simple three standard. We have three social posts, we have three subheadings, and, you know, three ideas that we want to cover. So I'll add that to the link.
Okay. And threes also work very well on things like marketing landing page layout.
Yeah.
In particular. Really, marketing landing page has three jobs to do. First thing it has to do is assure the person who landed on it that, yes, we have the information you were looking for. You need to validate that they have found the right page. The next thing is explain why you're different, your point of difference. And again, that's the middle part. Yes, you're at the right place. We have what you want. In fact, we may have more than what you want, and that's what makes us different. And then the final part is, now that you know all this stuff about us, you know, this is our brand, this is what we do. And at every step along the way, you allow them to just simply say, great, and, you know, with conviction, make a conversion of some sort. But still, instead of cramming so much stuff into a landing page, use the threes to kind of lay out a landing page. Use it to set up your marketing plan in the first place. And the marketing plan can be across any channel. That middle part, from when we have discovery at the top, research in the middle, and commitment at the bottom, the research part is huge. People spend more time there than in either of the two other areas. And that's where you roll out all sorts of content marketing. It's where you roll out all the supporting information. And the advertising tends to support the content, not the objective. Anyway, again, a different topic to cover later on. But again, mentally breaking things up into those three steps can help you get to the point quicker and can help you make sure that you stay on plan.
Thanks for listening to Did I Say That Out Loud with Stu Edens and Mariah Tang. Check out the show notes for more information about today's episode. And if you have any questions, concerns, or comments, hit us up anytime at staymates.com.